जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic Glories of Shiva's Pandit, delivered on 22nd June 2017, delivered at Atlanta, Georgia, USA.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Ivara Dhari ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
And she was pregnant. We knew the glory celebrated every Thursday. Tomorrow is a very auspicious day. We don't know what it is tomorrow. With the vehicles of Tali Bhaktivinoda and Nirana Pandit. So that talk is all for tomorrow. We made the glory celebrated. Shiva's Pandit is described to be the incarnation of Narada, and Lord Chaitanya started his Sankaran movement in Shiva's Pandit's house. How many of you have been to Shiva's Pandit? Okay. The son of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Pandit. Shiva's Pandit. The three brothers, and his wife came out of money. They were mostly like the parents of the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement in Shiva's Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was generous with the Supreme Lord. And Janardana Mahaprabhu said, he's a hidden avatar, Gupta avatar. In the seventh canto, Lord Maharaj describes the real Gupta avatar. Hidden avatar means God Himself appears, but He doesn't declare that He is God. And He still performs His superhuman activities. Prabhupada used to say, if a teacher holds the hand of a student, the teacher will hold the right. That doesn't mean the teacher has become a student. The teacher is teaching the student how to write. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, will appear as a devotee, thereby teaching us how to engage in devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is young, and he gave us his scholar. He repeated all the pandits at that time, 500 years ago, known as Dham, were the seat of the perfect pandits. And Mahaprabhu, in the year 10, 11, defeated all the Sanskrit scholars. So there were pandits in the world. Kesha Kashmiri. So Kesha Kashmiri knew that the pandits of India were on the side of India Navadvip. So he sent word to the pandits, I would like to come and have a debate with your representatives. So the pandits had a meeting. Who would be present to debate with Kesha Kashmiri? All the pandits were scared. He said, you're not ready. When you show me, you defeat it. Then they said, go and present. my youngest Pandit, youngest Pandit in town, and by chance Kesha Kishore defeats him and says, even if he's a child, and if he defeats Kesha Kishore, it's defeated. And you can say, oh, you're a child and defeat him. What about us? So my was teaching the students, taking it up in grade 11. He started a Sanskrit school and he was teaching the students on the bank of the Ganga underneath a beautiful tree. When Kesha Kishore arrived there, along with his entourage, and Kesha Kishore came there, he said, "Are you the famous Nimai Pandit that I've heard so much about?" And Nimai said, "Yes, you call me Pandit, but I'm not a Pandit. I can't even write one word properly." This was his reason. So Kesha Kishore said, "Why don't you recite some Sanskrit verses to reveal your knowledge about Sanskrit?" And Nimai said, "I compose verses in front of you? Impossible. I would like to hear from you." So Kesha Kishore, in 1 hour, composed 100 verses glorifying the Ganga. And then he asked Nimai, "So, what do you think about my composition and my melodies?" Kesha Kishore said, Nimai said, "Very good, very scholarly, but there were some defects." And he recited all the 100 verses that were composed by Kesha Kishore. Kesha Kishore, when he saw that Nimai had repeated all the 100 verses as he recited, he was shocked. He said, "I recited at the speed of the wind. How could you memorize it by hearing in words?" In Sanskrit, there's a word called Shruti Dhara. Shruti Dhara means one who can memorize something just by hearing words. It's like when the Bhagavatam was being recited, Shruti Goswami from the speaker, the practicing Maharaj, one immediate recipient. On the same day, there were thousands of sages. So Kesha Kishore, so Shri Goswami, spoke the Bhagavatam. And among the sages, there was one sage called Sita Goswami, who heard the whole Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses, and memorized everything as they hearing words. So later in Namasharanya, a spiritual forest, not far from Lucknow, northern India. In Namasharanya, the sages were having a discussion. How will people in Kali Yuga be saved? And they wanted to select somebody to guide the discussion. So they invited Sita Goswami to guide them. And Sita Goswami repeated the whole Bhagavatam, 80,000 verses, and it is not any mistake. So that is Shruti Dhara. One who can memorize is by hearing words. All the religion is so poor, you have to be here all the time, you can't memorize. And you write everything now. So, Kesha Kishore was stunned. He was at the Nishloka, the people on the Nimai Pandit. And you might point it out that certain discrepancies and information Kesha Kishwini could not answer. So Nirai students began to make fun of Kesha Kishwini, but he did not reply to Nirai's points. And Nirai quieted them down by saying, "He's tired now, he'll reply tomorrow." And then Kesha Kishwini, when he went home, he prayed to Goddess Saraswati and said, "You have always spoken through me and defended my honor. But today you didn't speak through me. Please help me tomorrow." And Goddess Saraswati said, "I can't help you. You're going to mind. You're not an ordinary child. You're God Himself." And they say, "Kesha Kishwini surrendered and began to mind." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a scholar, and later he started as Samriddhi movement in Mahaprabhu now. So each year then they started as chanting the holy names of the Lord, and they would chant for hours and hours. Only the most confidential ruling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were allowed to participate. They were one Ramana. They were very austere. They lived only on milk and fruits. So he had done the question. She was permitted. He let me watch Prabhupada's ecstatic dancing. Shiva said, "Now, I can't let anybody come without permission of the Lord." And he insisted. So Nimai said, "Okay." So Shiva made a small hole in the door and permissioned that Brahman behind the hole from where you could see Chaitanya dancing. So Chaitanya was dancing, and all of a sudden he stopped. He said, "There's someone here who should not be here." And Shiva got very panicky. "Yes, there's one Brahmin here who has been living off vegan fruits. He had a great desire to see your chanting." And the Lord said, "Just by living off fruits and milk, you can't understand me. You must have bhakti. You will be the image of faith in the Lord of you, and you won't be able to give anybody." The Guru the Brahmin was not allowed to come in. So when they were not Chaitanya, he was going to the Ganga to take his bath. And Brahmin said, "Yesterday we tried to get into Shiva Sangam to see our Tirtha, but I was not allowed in." He took his Brahmin and said, "I curse you, and you'll be bereft of eternal happiness." And Acharya said, "Thank you very much. So somebody curses you, and you'll be bereft of eternal happiness. Should you be happy or sad?" Huh? What's the answer? What's the answer? I said, "What will you do without eternal happiness?" Not just in the side of the Sankirtan movement, the Mohammedans. At that time in India, in Bengal, there was a Mohammedan king, the Mohammedan Shah, and there were Mohammedan Qazis in every district. It's like in America, you have counties, so they had districts, and they were Shankari in charge of Mayapur. So the Muslim would say, if you don't stop the Mai Samkirtan movement, then all the Muslims will become Hindus. And surprisingly, the Hindu Brahmin would also complain, because it's not the Brahmins. Why the Brahmins, how do they make money? The big, big yagya. The income was going down. The Lord Chaitanya, pastor of sharing the holy name, didn't cost any money. So they also got any money. Yes, if I had to do the new religion, it's not a new religion. So they would take care of him. When Shankari sent his representatives to break them with angers and give the devotees a warning that if they ever did this again, they would be converted to Islam. Those days, converting somebody to Islam was a very easy affair. If you ate in a Mohammedan house, or you ate in a job for him, you become an outcast. And there is whatever sun down in the same bucket, you become an outcast. And the story, you will be the body called Sumadhi Roy. You will take something down in Bengal, very rich. He is a servant called Hussein. So one day, he was Hussein and made some mistake. He ripped him, which left his car on his back. So by manipulation, Hussein Shah became the king. He's a little boy. He became a pauper. Not serving him. So one day, Hussein Shah's wife saw a scar on the back of her. She said, "Who gave you the scar?" And Hussein Shah, you know the whole story. I made a mistake and he was punished. And the wife said, "Now, you have all the power. You kill that boy." So you boy. And Hussein Shah said, "How can I kill him? You treat him like a son. You give him so much love. No, I can't kill him." The wife said, "Okay, at least make him a Muslim." So he said, "Okay, that I can." So he brought a bucket of water. He spilled the water on his. And it's a true story. When he spilled the water, he became an outcast. And he was in the mouth of the house. So, Sri Roy, let this embalmment in Varanasi. And he gave him the whole story. And he asked him, "What should he do now?" And the Brahmana said, "Now you should drink boiling milk." And he said, "What's the reason?" He went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Brahmana said, "Go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna." So, when this boy did, he came to Vrindavan. He was in small business. Earning 2 paisa a month. Earning 2 paisa a month, he would spend 1 paisa looking after the money widows who come to Vrindavan to stay. He would be a devotee as well. So, Shankarji sent his representatives and he broke them and then got a Sankaran party and said, "If you ever come again, You will confiscate all your personal property, including all of your great stuff. So the world is a lot of failure. They got scared. They went to much failure. Until they again, a massive procession with the Shankari's palace and the Shankari immediately feet on his head. All the day night, I sent my men to break your Madanga. I had a dream, and in a dream, the lion with sharp nails. Okay, it's crashed my chest, seeing lines, and said, if you ever harm what is a blessing with a glory, I will tear you apart from your line. So Lord Chaitanya started the Sankara movement in all sides of Shiva's movement. I'm really dedicated to the Lord. When the Kirtan was going on, his son passed away. And the wife in the household were crying. Shiva said that something had happened. So he went inside. And his desire was to make sure that Lord Chaitanya, some of the persons, so he kept quiet. But then Lord Chaitanya stopped all of a sudden and said, Shrivas, something has happened here. What has happened? Some calamity has taken place. Shrivas, you mean the calamity? Why didn't you tell me? Oh, I didn't want to disturb your standing. First time I came to him. So Lord Chaitanya gave mercy. The dead son was brought back to life. And the dead son said, my dear Lord, I came for a certain duration. That duration is no more. Now I did again go. And the devotees were performing kirtan. And she was hungry. One day they felt hungry. They told the Lord, we are hungry, can we have something to eat? How Chaitanya? From the seed that instantly grew into a huge mango tree. And every day from the mango tree there would be 200 fully ripe mangoes. And then we were sweet pulp, that's all. No skin or anything. And one mango was big enough to everyone's belly. So every day after performing kirtan, every devotee would eat one mango. So there are many wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are nicely described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, and Chaitanya Mangala. Chaitanya Mangala is presented by Nityananda Sankar. Chaitanya Bhagavata is presented by who? Nityananda Sankar. And Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Kalyana. How many of you have Chaitanya Charitamrita sets at home? It's very important when you read these books and be happy to hear that Srila Prabhupada's books have been translated in more than 80 languages around the world. And people all over the world are reading these books. Why? Because they continue in that philosophy for the goal of life. We should read books. Reading books, our judgment will become sharper, our philosophical understanding will get sharper, and we will be able to discriminate against what we like and what we know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in instruction, Sanatana Goswami, said, on the devotional path, we should accept everything that is favorable and Krishna loves him, and he makes everyone unfair. So, chanting the holy names, praising, studying the books, associating with devotees, engaging in service, these are favorable items. And then unfavorable. Not chanting around properly, not reading the books, needing too much shame if you don't talk. So if you do the non-devotees, non-Muslims, you say, all these are unfavorable factors. Sri Rupa Goswami says, whatever price you have to pay, pay that price and become Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada gave us this wonderful gift of Krishna consciousness. And please take this seriously. And for your life. Hare Krishna. Thank you. It's very important. Very important. I still have one or two questions. Any questions? No questions? Yes. It's originally Bengali translated in English and further translated in many other words. It's in book form. You can listen to the tapes at any time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you want it possible, you should put chanting the whole day. So you can hear the tapes while driving. And we want you to drive every day. And besides that, find some time to chant in here. Besides hearing when driving, find time to chant in here. Do you take your lunch and dinner while driving?
I take breakfast.
No lunch and dinner. Okay. So better to chant in here also with your concentration. It's concentration.
A lot of facts I see, but my goal all
over the place. Doesn't matter. Keep reading. Mine goes all over the place. Still you go to work every day. Okay, any more questions? No more questions? Yes.
Do
why everything is explained in simple English. And if it's sitting there, go to your teacher, go to some advanced devotee and ask him for explanation. Start with the Bhagavad Gita. I'm going to stop now. This last question. Ask it later. Last question. You can. You start with Bhagavad Gita. But if you want to read the other, move your bar and start with the team. So if you don't mind, I can stop at this point. If you're watching the universe, and if you're in a program at 11 o'clock, in the morning, not Krishna. Yeah, okay.
Hare Krishna.